has many different conflicts. We have the conflict of Yaakov and Esav. We have the conflict of Yaakov with the Malach. We have the conflict of Shimon Levi and Shechem. There's a lot going on here. There's one particular theme I want to work through, and that is the conflict of Yaakov and Esav. It's a very, very fascinating idea that translates itself to the fight Yaakovino had with the Malach. In other words, there was a fight down in on the Shemayim, the Sorish of Esav, and that sort of sorted out the fight Yaakovino had with the Esav himself. And through this fight, there was incredible concepts of change that took place within Yaakov and Klal Yisrael forever and ever. First of all, we find that Yaakovino has his fight with the Malach, and he gets injured. And eventually the fight ends with Yaakov in Tzalei Ali Reichoi. He gets injured on his leg. And for that reason, the Pasuk says, Al-Kain la-Yoichlu b'nei Yisrael se geda noshe, asher l-kafi reich ad yom hazeh. We have the mitzvah of not eating geda noshe, because Yaakovino was injured. Okay? Also we find, so we have a new mitzvah based on that. Also we find that Yaakovino gets his name changed. Yaakovino, the Malach says to Yaakovino, your name is no longer Yaakov, ki im Yisrael, because you Yisrael ki sarisa im elehim v'manushim v'tuchal, because you're able to fight with people and noshim with Esav and Lavan, and you won over them. So here we have Yaakovino fighting, and he gets his name changed, and he gets a mitzvah. Okay, yeah. Later on, it's picked up on. Later on in the parasha in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Yud. Your name will no longer be called Yaakov. Your name will be Yisrael. Yikra Eshmo Yisrael, and call his name Yisrael. Says Rashi. Bear with me just a second. Later on in Pasuk Yud Aleph, he says, "Pray Urave Goyu Kahal Goyim." What's Goyu Kahal Goyim? Says Rashi, "Goyu Kahal Goyim Shegoyim Asidim Bonovlis Asoyis Kaminin Hagoyim Shem Ayn Umois." Yeah, that you'll have many, many people that have like negative Ayn Umois. V'chein Kolas Sanhedrin Shivim. He has 70 within the Sanhedrin. Dova Achen. This is fascinating. She Asidim Bonov. La hakriv b'shas isur bomis. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving Yaakov a bracha, and your children will be'ezus Hashem serve avodah zarah. As he says, shasidim bonov, your children for the future, la hakriv b'shas isur bomis kegoyim b'mei Eliyahu. What's going on over here? Shasidim bonov, la hakriv b'shas isur bomis kegoyim b'mei Eliyahu. I mean, looking at Rashi, a bracha. Well, enemy is such a bracha, right? And that's the bracha he's giving. What's the idea behind this? This is on Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Aleph. Person doesn't believe me. Yeah? What's the idea behind this? So my Rebbe, Reb Chaim Kaufman, says, Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud Aleph, in Rashi. Rashi, Goyu Kahal Goyim, the second Pshat. Yeah? Goyu Kahal Goyim. So he said a beautiful Pshat, and he brought this from a Divrei Chinuch. And the chinuch, it's a chinuch in mitzvah Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. You want to look it up for yourself. Tov Kuf Yud. You want to look it up for yourself. He says that he talks about how Klal Yisrael is able to prevent themselves from doing any kind of magic. We don't need magic. We don't need to perform magic. And he says it's not necessary. What's the idea behind this? He says that, and I read out what he says, it's a beautiful lashon. So he says, "Ki lashe chananu hakel deyo." When a person, Akadosh Baruch Hu gives us das, ben chilu dasa emes leyotus loy lachshei bavom el. A person won't be drawn into this foolishness of magic. Rak sheyikva b'machshavoyis b'avodas haboyeris ale. A person will be connected his mind to the avodas Hashem. V'layirai divrei kosim, and he won't be one bit in fear of the words of magicians. In other words, magic and Klal Yisrael have nothing in common. Klal Yisrael are way above that. Ki Hashem bechasdov yeshane mareches hakoychovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change the way of the constellations. V'yivatol koyach hamazolos lehetiv lachasidov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change nature. He'll change the constellations. Constellations ordered to be mated to do good to those people who are his chasidim. V'yadua shanachnu am hakodosh ein onu tachas koychev mazel. We are not under any mazel. We're not controlled by any kind of mazel in Shemayim. Hashem hu nachlosoi. Hashem is our nachlo. Kasher diber olenu, like he spoke to us, ukeinyan shumatzinu ba'ovos, and like we find by the ovos, this is a beautiful piece of chinuch. Yeah, he said by the ovos, sheshem hokel ma'alosom the ma'ilam misari ma'alo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu took their name and expressed that they have the ability to be above and beyond, stronger than the sari ma'alo, the shemaim, or goes on in shemaim. Ki'inim shekosu b'yakov, like it says b'yakov avinu. Ki'im Yisrael yishemecho. Your name will be Yisrael. Ki sorisa im Elohim v'tuchol. Because you fought with the Malach and you were able to. What does that mean? Your name will be Yisrael because you're able to fight over Malachim. Says the Chinuch. Kloima. Sha'osohu hokel sa'al hasorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what you were able to do then, fighting with the Malach, has created the path that forever and ever Klal Yisrael will be able to be stronger than any Sorim in Shemayim, than any Malachim, be stronger than any Malachim. And that's Ki Yisrael Yishmecho. Ki Sariso. Your name will be Yisrael. Ki Sariso. In the future, we're not even talking about the past. The Malach says your name is past, your name is not Yaakov, your name is Yisrael because of the fight you had with me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, that's not the Brocha. The Brocha I'm giving to you is that you are stronger than anything that goes on in Shemayim. You are stronger than any Malachim in Shemayim. V'chein Yitzchok Nikar Yisrael. Yitzchok is also called Yisrael. You know that? The biggest Milo is called Yisrael. Yitzchok is called Yisrael. Shnema. Eile b'nei Yisrael haboy Mitzrayim Yaakov v'bonov. These are children of b'nei Yisrael that came to Mitzrayim, Yaakov and his sons. So who's Yisrael? Yitzchok was called Yisrael. Meyudik, right? V'chein Avram Nikar Yisrael. Avram is also called Yisrael. K'moshe K'sati B'sichas HaSefer is also called Yisrael. Ayin Shom. And therefore he says, that's what it means by the machlekus of Eliyahu Novi in Nevi'im Habal. What does the pasuk say there? He took 12 stones, and he put the 12 stones, he made 12 stones in his mizbech out of these 12 stones, the bomb is made. K'mispa shiftei b'nei Yaakov, asher nikra shmo Yisrael. The pasuk says, listen to this words of the pasuk, the amount of the shevotim of b'nei Yaakov that were called Yisrael. He took 12 stones, on the mount of the tribes, of the 12 tribes of Yaakov, that was called Yisrael. What's the Shaykh? Why does the Pasuk have to emphasize this? That 12 tribes of Yaakov, that was called Yisrael. And why 12 tribes, and what's Eliyahu Novi trying to teach us? Shehu hoyo mechichom, because he has given them Musa. Lomo hoyo poinim la'avu da koichis. Why on earth are you going along and working on the koichis? Why are you working on the Avodah Zorah? Umanichon avodah sa'odun Hashem tzuvokos. And leaving behind the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashbe Yodin Levatel Kol Pu'ulos HaKoyches Mazoros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is way above that. You are now connecting with the way lower down on the level of Koyches. You are serving now the Baal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way above that. And you are way above that too, says Eliyahu Novi. Okay, Enu She'osev Oveis Shom Mazoros Tachas Yodom. By the Oveis, he put the Mazoros under their hand. V'zehu omru b'mokim hahu, k'mispa shivtei b'nei Yaakov. Yeah, the amount of shivtei b'nei Yaakov. Listen to these words of the chinuch. And Eliyahu Novi, you're standing there. Rabbi, so let's get understanding over here. There was a massive movement of Klal Yisrael going after Nevi'ah Habal. A massive movement, massive. And here we have Eliyahu Novi. He says, Rabbi, say, amotai atem. You're going to stand on Shdei Se'ifim. How long are you going to be running after this? What musa is he giving them? He's not speaking down to them. He's not speaking disparagingly. He's not condescendingly. He's saying to them, Rabbi Yisai, how foolish you are. He says, K'mispa shivtei b'nei Yaakov, asher hoya dibar Hashem elov leimor. Yisrael yeshmecho, the pasuk says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told your grandfather he's Yisrael. K'leima. She'asol sa'al asorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made your grandfather, the ministering power over all the malachim. The shalais marochim, the kochosim is chusay, and his chus, everything changes around. Kleima, v'Yisrael, shehem b'nei Yaakov, gam heim sorim shal sorim malo. You, Klal Yisrael, who are standing here,
are also the Sorim, are also greater than all that. And therefore, what are you doing? Why are you being so foolish? You are in control of these people's gods, and you're serving those gods? And that's what he's saying over here. So the Chinuch is saying over here that Eliyahu HaNavi is speaking to them, and he's saying to them, Klal Yisrael, you don't understand who you are. The godless of Klal Yisrael is that Yisrael Yeh Shemecha, Yeh Shemecha means forever and ever and ever. That will be your name. Your name is a koyach of Klal Yisrael to stand up and raise above the challenges of that generation and be able to conquer them, to rule over them. And it doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter when you are, doesn't matter what generation, we have the koyach to overcome amazing and incredible challenges that we have in this generation. That's Peshat over here, what the Chinuch is saying to him. Listen to this. There's no issa.
It sounds like he's saying there's a koyach to Baal.
There is a koyach. It could be there's a koyach to the Baal, and it could be a koyach to Ksamim. There could be a koyach to magic. Yeah. Again, there's Machlokes Rambam and other Rishonim where the magic has a koyachus bechal. Most Rishonim hold that it does have a koyach, and the Rivas spoke very strongly against Rambam. He said Rambam has been around monks going too long. That is intellectual. Yeah. But most people do believe there was a magic, and there is such a thing as black magic, perhaps. Right. But we are way above that. We are able to completely crush that. It's we are Klal Yisrael. We are Bnei Yisrael. We are Bnei Avraham Yisagaki. We are far stronger than all these different shtuyot that goes on. Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Kaufman used to say, you know, there's a guy who's never been on a train before. He's never been on a train before, right? And so he decided, you know, once in his lifetime he's going to go on the Siberian Express. What's it called? Trans-Siberian Express. And he's going to go like he's supposed to go. It's on his bucket list. He's going to go across, right across Europe, right on first class. Right? So he gets on at the station there, and he's got his suitcase there, and he's got the beautiful tablecloth there, and the lamps, and everything's good. And a bunch of workers came on, and these guys have dirty clothes, and they got the work tool. And all of a sudden, there's a voice. The guard's coming around, so they all start dashing under the tables. He sees everyone dashing on the tables. Who knows what's going on over there? He dashes under the table as well. And there he is, hiding there, you know, with everybody else, with a bad breath and then their sweat. And the guard sees a foot sticking out, and he pulls one foot out and says, "What are you doing here? Where's your ticket? Get out!" And he throws him out. "Where are you? Where's your ticket? Get out!" And he throws him off the train. And he pulls this guy out. And says, "Ooh, where's your ticket? I'll find it. Pulls it out of his pocket and shows him the first class ticket. "You got a first class ticket? What are you hiding under the table for?" So we at Klal Yisrael have a first class ticket. What are we doing hanging around with all the shtus that everything else, everybody else is following? Ki Yisrael Sarisa, we Yisrael. Says the Satmarov that by Avram, it's also to call, Avram was changed from Avram to Avraham. It's also to call, do you know that? It's also to call something Avram. Do you know that? My brother called it what's called Avram for a while, right? It's also to call something Avram. It's an Issa Deraisa. Whether it's a disadvice, you get Malchus, it's a Gemara. You're not allowed to call somebody Avram. Why? Because Avram's name was called Avraham. It's called Avraham. And why? Because he had five extra things. He was shoylet over five extra things. His two Einayim, his two Eznayim, and Rosh HaGvir, right? And his Mila. And therefore he had five extra things of Koichus, and therefore you're not allowed to call him. It's a bizoyin to call Avraham Avinu Avram, because as if we're not being shoylet. No issa to call somebody Yisrael or Yaakov. You can call somebody Yaakov, you can call somebody Yisrael. The stipend is called Yaakov Yisrael. Right? Why isn't it also to call somebody Yaakov, or like it's also to call somebody Avram? The teretz is that in every part of Klal Yisrael there's a Yaakov who can turn into Yisrael. Yaakov is a lashon of Ekev, of following along, or being Okav, of being twisted. Yisrael is a lashon of Yoshor Kel, of being straight. Every single person has the fight of Yaakov Avinu to change from a Yaakov into Yisrael. And it's not embarrassing to be a Yaakov at one stage, as long as the potential is to be brought out is to be Yisrael. Therefore, Yaakov is the fighting Jew inside us that eventually will become Bnei Yisrael, that we're able to live over and be stronger than all the other Malachim. And that for that purpose, it says the Gid Hanoshe. Okay, I'll leave that. We haven't got time for that. On that purpose, that Mephoshim explained that the Yaakovina was says to the Malach. He says to him, in Pesuk Lamed Beis, Pesuk Chazayim, "V'yomer shalcheini ke'olah hashachar." Send me away, ke'olah hashachar. "V'yomer Lo yashlechu kiim brachtoni. Give me a bracha. V'yoyim e'elov. And he said to him, what's your name? Mashmecha v'yoyim e'yakov. And he said, my name is Yaakov. And then, no, you're not Yaakov. You don't realize who you are. Lo Yaakov yom ha'oit shemcha. You don't call yourself Yaakov anymore. Kiim Yisrael. You are Yisrael. You know who you are. You've fulfilled your potential. Ki sarisa im alehim v'manoshim atuchol. You can fight with people, you can fight with malachim, and you're able to win over them. And that's what's going to be closer in the future. V'yishal Yaakov v'yoyma. Yaakov asked him v'yoyma, and he said to him, Hagidu noshimecha. Tell me please, what's your name? V'yoyma, lomo ze tisha lishmi. Why do you ask me my name? V'yivorech oysa shami, gave him a bracha. Okay? Yeah, why do you ask me my name? Rabbi Yisrael, there's some embarrassing names around. Believe me, I've heard some very embarrassing names. Yeah, some people are called this name, or called that funny name. Yeah, but what? How bad could a name possibly be of this poor Malach? They refuse to tell Yaakov what his name is. I've been very nice. I've given you my name. My name is this. I've introduced myself. You introduce yourself.
He has no name.
Why does he have no name?
It depends on the mission.
Exactly. The Yetzirah has no name. A Yetzirah does not have a name, does not have a definition. Because sometimes he's going to be working on the Yaakov of you, and sometimes he's going to be working on the Yisrael of you. Sometimes he's going to be working on the Shiflus, on the low. And who are you? It's not for you, it's too much for you. And sometimes he's going to tell you, on the Yisrael of you, you should be doing this? Nah, it's way beyond your cover. Somebody else should be doing this. A Yetzirah does not have a definition. He is somebody who totally, he twists his whole body, distorts himself into any particular shape he has to be in order to make you either Yaakov or Yisrael. But the purpose of this parasha is, like the Chinuch says, Eliyahu Novi says, remember who you are. That's Peshat in this Rashi over here. Rashi says, Kahal, that's what we said beforehand. What's Peshat in this bracha? What's Peshat in the bracha? Of Goy Kahal Goyin's Rashi Dova Achisha, Sidin Bonav Lahakri Peshat Issa Bomb's Goyin Bemeliyo. The idea over there is that the bracha that he's giving of Yaakovino is that just like over here, you are able to rise over Sorin in the future when he comes to Eliyahu Novi, and he'll be Issel Bomas. Eliyahu Hanovi will remind each and every individual the koichas that they have. Eliyahu Novi made the Issel Bomas. He made the bomber and it's also to build a bomber. And the source of koichas he had was to reawaken within every single Jew the ability that he is a Yisrael, that can rise over and rise above any challenge he has, whether it's Ruchnius or Gashmius. The Chinuch is in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Yud.
Which Mitzvah is it?
Tov Kuf Yud.
What's the name of the Mitzvah?
Shalei Likasim. Shalei Liksim. One second, bear with me a second, we'll send.